Although there is still uncertainty as to who will start at the quarterback position on Sunday, head coach Rob Chudzinski is confident that his team will be ready for this weekend's matchup against New England.
Good morning. Let's jump right into New England. Great challenge for us this weekend. They're a great team. Obviously, I have the utmost respect for Coach Belichick and his staff. They're 9-3, first place in the AFC East. We have a group of guys that are competitors, and I know that they're looking forward to the challenge this week, and we'll be ready for that challenge. As you look at New England on offense, outstanding offense, their balance between run and pass has been excellent this year. They're running the no huddle, which creates issues, and we have to be ready for. It all starts with Tom Brady, one of the best in the game, one of the best that's ever played. It's amazing how he has new faces around him and is still able to produce the way he has throughout the course of his career, making plays in critical situations and finding ways to win. At the receiver position, a couple rookies, Dobson and Tompkins, who are playing, as well as Edelman and Amendola in the slot that really give people matchup problems as you're watching them on tape. They have a number of running backs that have been very productive. Shane Vereen is a dual threat that plays a lot in their packages as a runner and as a receiver. At tight ends, they use some multiple tight end packages. Rob Gronkowski, probably the best all-around tight end in the game, is a real weapon in a very difficult matchup for teams. Their offensive line is very good, very solid, plays well and does a good job in both the run and the pass, as I mentioned, really helping their balance this year. Defensively, they've had some injuries, but they've had guys step up and step in for them. They made key plays at key times. As you look at their defensive line, they've been hit by a number of those injuries, but those guys have stepped in and played solid. Their outside linebackers are a real good group, Ninkovich and Chandler Jones. And you look at Chandler Jones and his ability to create pass rush. He's a difference maker in that area for them. Their inside backers, Spikes and Hightower, are solid, good players, and have played well for them. Their secondary is a very good secondary. You look at Tlaib as a corner, as a matchup corner, and he's playing against the best receiver that the opposing team has. Denard and Arrington have played very well as well. And their safeties are very versatile guys. I'm familiar with Steve Gregory from my time at San Diego, and McCourty are both playing their role so well. They do a lot of different things in terms of dime. They can move those guys down. They can play them deep as a safety. So real versatile in terms of what they do from that standpoint. Their special teams is ranked number 2 in the league. They're solid in all phases. Gostkowski is the number 1 kicker in the league right now. So obviously in all 3 phases they give us multiple challenges, and we'll have to get ready and have a great week of preparation to prepare for them. As far as our quarterback situation goes, it's a very fluid situation, unique, one that I haven't necessarily been around. I'll name the starter later in the week. Right now, as we stand, Campbell and Whedon have both been cleared for activity, not for practice, but for activity. So that's where we stand. And I don't, it's too difficult to know exactly when they'll be cleared through the process any farther. So what we've done is we've added Caleb Haney on the roster. We'll work both him and Tanny today in practice and get a look at both of those guys. It'll be a good opportunity to see them running our plays and preparing with our game plan, getting ready to play New England. And we'll, again, I'll make that determination later in the week of where we'll go with the starter. As far as any other injuries go, Robertson and Carter, they'll work back into practice today. Roster-wise, I mentioned Haney. We moved Posey up from the practice squad. Chris Owens is on IR, as is Brandon McGee. So that's the moves that we've made to offset those. I'll take questions now.
Chad, what's your hesitancy to go with either Haney or Tanny right now?
Well, we'd like to see more of them and see them actually doing and going through the course of the game plan this week.
How long can you wait on this?
we can wait till Friday, all the way up to game day, if we have to. I think we'll get a better sense, though, as we get into practice and as those guys are getting the reps, and we can go either direction once we get into that and once we get a feeling for one way or another.
So are you hoping that you'll get Jason or Brandon back for Sunday?
Yeah, I'm hopeful we get everybody back for Sunday. And, again, we'll make a determination based on when guys are back, how much practice time they've had, and so forth.
In the protocol, Chad, does the medical team assess Whedon and Campbell each new morning? And is it possible Thursday morning, Friday morning, that the medical team could clear both of those guys to practice either one of those days?
All those things are possible, but not predictable. And really, it's out of my hands, and it's really a difficult thing to determine. It just is how they feel and how the medical team evaluates them.
With Taney being here, I know only a week, has he just not been here long enough and not been in the league long enough to say, okay, you start ahead of Taney?
Yeah, it's just we haven't had a long look at him. He's primarily last week worked the scout team, and then got a few snaps, and we did things more after practice on air than anything. So, both of these guys, we'll get an opportunity to look at them, and we'll make the determination.
Both will get reps at the ones today.
Both will get reps today.
Is there an option to prepare one small package for both and play them both?
I'm going to leave all options open right now.
Unique and very fluid. How difficult is it to work under these circumstances?
Well, it's something that I haven't been or done before, but I think we have a plan to address that. Obviously, we'll tailor the package to whichever guy ends up being the starter, and to what they can do, and to what is going to be effective, hopefully versus New England.
Kevin, you say activity. What exactly does that mean, and how close is that to being ready for practice?
Yeah, there's different levels of activity that guys can go through, and it generally builds up. And like I said, I have no way of knowing and being able to tell you when that is. It just depends on those guys and them getting evaluated daily and how they feel and how they progress through it.
What happened to Owens, and then will this mean more of McFadden, and what have you seen of McFadden?
Yeah, Owens sprained his knee, so obviously that's why we put him on IR. McFadden has been playing more and more in recent weeks. He's earned that opportunity. Just going back to training camp, he was injured an awful lot, fell behind. He's been able to catch up, and he's really earned the opportunities that he's gotten, and every week he's gotten more. It'll be a good opportunity for him. I feel good about his progress and how he's come along.
Serious injury, but because it's so late in the season,
just how long he will be out.
Yeah. How do you process the Whedon second half from the other day? You know, obviously the end of the first half was a disaster. Then he comes back and doesn't throw picks and has good numbers in the second half. What do you make of that second half in the wake of that first half?
Well, again, as I mentioned the other day, he did some good things in the game and made some good reads, great throws, obviously hung in the game, and we regrouped at halftime. And I think it says a lot about him and his resiliency coming back that second half and doing the things he did. And obviously we have to keep working on those critical mistakes and knocking those out.
How do you do that? I guess any turnover in the NFL is a black mark on a guy's record. How do you guess whether you can weed those out or not?
It's a process that you continue to go through with a guy, and as guys make mistakes, you want to see progress that they eliminate and make less and less of those type of mistakes. And you look at any quarterback in the league, they're going to throw interceptions, and they're going to make mistakes and reads, and they're going to see things or not see things. But you're looking for guys to learn along the way and have that type of growth, and that's the key.
Do you know who you would start if you have all four healthy?
Some of that is hard to say because it depends on how much practice all four of those would get. So, you know, I think, again, we'll just wait as it goes and see how it goes and how the guys practice if they get back and how the guys are practicing that are practicing right now.
Do they have to do either Wheaton or Campbell have to practice this week for you to consider playing them Sunday, or could you possibly, you know, go through the practice week, Friday evening comes or Saturday morning comes, and one of them's cleared and you can still be comfortable?
At this point, I would keep options, all the options open. Obviously, that wouldn't be ideal. I'd like to see them back practicing, but, you know, we'll have to weigh that with seeing the practice and the other guys' practice as well. No, he did his evaluation on him and liked him, as I had mentioned, and was around him for a long time and had seen him on a day-to-day basis in Kansas City. Well, at that particular time, that Tanny had been practicing, as I had mentioned, had been working in Dallas, had a good grasp of, you know, their system, which was similar to our system. And as I mentioned, Ray's experience with him, you know, said a lot for us.
Gordon can't throw to himself this week?
If we can find a way, we'll try to find a way.
From a purely from an athletic standpoint, you were around a lot of very athletic guys at the U and seeing all kinds. Where does Josh rank just purely from an athleticism standpoint?
Well, he is an excellent athlete in the combination of his size and his ability to move and how smooth he is, that's what makes him special. You see big guys a lot of times that aren't as smooth and can't move in the same way. And he can burst, he can accelerate, and he's deceptive in it because you look at him and you don't think he's going as fast as he's actually going.
What was your initial reaction when you saw him on the field for the first time?
You know, that's the thing. His size stands out to you, and then – you know, the way he ran. And the thing that he's really improved at as you look at him is his route running and understanding the game. And you know, he's stepped up and made big catches across the middle. He's taken hits. He's bounced off. His run after catch has really impressed me. So, again, I've gone back to it and talked about it many times. You see the things. You see the growth out of a guy like Josh, and you see the maturity, and you see a player that's getting better and better and better. And certainly still has a lot of room for growth.
Do you notice, is it just coincidence that he's kind of hit a different gear since that trading deadline passed, or you think it's just coincidence?
I think in my mind, and seeing him every day is a little bit different than your perspective and seeing him just in the games. I've seen constant growth throughout and getting better, and, you know, sometimes certainly there are things that aren't perfect, and, you know, we coach him and work on him with, and he's really receptive to coaching. He wants to be a great player, and that takes time sometimes, and there's some ups and downs that you go through. But, you know, just sitting down, meetings I have with him on a week-to-week basis and sitting down, and his receptiveness to getting coached and his receptiveness to the plan for him in getting better, you know, again, I can't say enough about how he's approached this.
One question. He seems to be open because he's running past people, but is he in fact getting any double teams? It doesn't look like there's two guys chasing him most of the time except that long, you know, play.
Yeah, you don't always see it in two guys lined up right over the top of him, but sometimes there'll be a guy underneath and a guy over the top. Sometimes those are the types of things that he'll get from a double coverage standpoint that aren't as obvious. And, you know, I think that, you know, he's been a guy who's affected the coverages, and people in certain games have you know, tried to take him out of the game in that way.